in that event. It is 7:11 by my watch, and call this meeting to order, this meeting of the KPFT LSB. It is a regular meeting rescheduled from last week, the 12th, due to the storm. Understanding we have a quorum. Rob, Mr. Secretary, if you would please call the roll.
Okay. Teresa Allen.
Allen is present.
I believe David Britton is excused from an email. Lillian Kerr. Adriana.
Present.
I think I heard you.
Present.
Thank you. Joseph Davis.
He asked for an excuse absent. We received an email from him.
We'll give him an excuse. Thank you. Elaine Duncan. We'll come back. Lyndon Foley. I think we saw him. We'll come back. Henry Faust. Robert Gartner. Robert Lee, present. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here. I just got my power restored.
Yay. Cheryl.
Present.
Thank you. Dr. Weinman.
What?
His screen froze. His screen froze. He's going to jump out and come back on.
Okay. Marianne?
Present, and I'm glad that everybody has their power restored. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Mac?
I'm present.
Tori?
Here.
Stuart?
I'm here.
Thank you. Rick?
I'm here.
Thank you. I believe Frank is excused.
He has asked for an excused absence, yes.
Jane?
Present.
Thank you. Debbie?
Present.
Egberto? Susan?
Susan, you're muted.
Present.
There we go. And I'm going to circle back. Elaine Duncan. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Thank you. Henry Faust. All right. If anyone comes on, and Sandy, did you come back on?
I hope so. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay,
I don't believe that Anita is here. Long.
Mr. Secretary, did you call Egberto Willis?
Yes, he called him.
And let me just comment about Anita. I'm not sure that she got the notice. And I just forwarded her a link, and I texted her. So I hope she can join us, but she may not really have gotten the information about the meeting tonight.
Hey, Mr. Secretary, did the call comprise a quorum?
Yes.
There were several
requests for excused absences. Are there any objections, or can we have unanimous consent, to?
I move that we excuse Cram, Praka and Joseph Davis, that are the two that sent a request for excuse absence.
I'd like to offer an amendment. In light of the power difficulties and the communication difficulties, I move to excuse the absence of all those not attending tonight.
I have a question.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you giving me the, okay, sir. We have a member that is Elaine Duncan that never came to our meetings, never was excused, and I don't know what the situation is. Are we excusing
I'm going to rule that
never
Ms.
came?
Cassaneve, I'm ruling you out of order. That is not the
Can you answer, sir? I'm not making any I'm asking.
We are trying to establish, ma'am, if we are going to excuse those absences that have been requested. There were several, besides the two that you raised, and I want to know, is there any objection to those excused absences?
If Miss Elaine Duncan is included here, obviously, I don't want to excuse a person that is never present during 7 months in our board. So
I'm asking about people who have requested an excuse. You've mentioned two. Rob, let me see, there was Frank Pratka and I believe Robert Bridge.
Britton, yes. Britton, and then Davis, Joseph.
So, those are four excused absences, requests for excused absences that we know of. I'm just asking whether or not those four individuals will this body excuse their absences. Those four.
No objection.
No objection.
Those absences will be excused. At this juncture, I'm going to read the agenda. It is rather involved. So bear with me a moment. We called to order the meeting at 7 p.m. We've called the roll. The first order is to adjourn to Assembly of Delegates to A, ratify the election of Anita Long as listener representative. 2, vote on the proposed bylaw amendment regarding the process. Let me expand my screen here. For filling the delegate vacancies. 3, fill the PNB director vacancy, caused by the passing of our friend Richard Giselle, and 4, start the process to fill the delegate LSB vacancy caused by his death. pardon me. We will endeavor to start that no later than 7:30 p.m. We have a hard stop at 8 o'clock. For the, for public comment. If we can wrap up the delegates assembly, that would be great. If not, we will circle back and finish the delegates assembly after the conclusion of public comment. Number 3, agenda approval. This seems like it's out of order, but minutes approval. Number 5, staff recognition. 6, IGM report. 7, PNB representatives report. 8, KPFT LSB committee reports. And 9, any unfinished business. 10, any new business. And lastly, confirm our next meeting date on August 14th. And adjourn by 10 p.m. time certain. Is there a motion to approve the agenda, or are there any amendments, or?
I move to approve. After the second, I have a motion to amend. I assume somebody will second.
I second that.
Okay, great. Okay, so I offer a motion to amend, which is to include a new item 7 to happen right after number 6, which is the IGM report. this new item 7 would be the FY 2025 budget approval, and then it would be followed. All the other numbers would go up one, so the next one is PMB report.
I second that motion.
Okay. Is there any objection to the agenda as amended?
No objection.
One, two, three, hearing none. The agenda as amended is...
Could I ask a question?
Yes.
Teresa, do you want that to go at 8.5? I mean, I'm not going to put it in at 8.5, but...
It just comes after the IGM report.
IGM report. Okay, thank you.
Right, and it's Susan, not Teresa.
I apologize. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I heard no objections. So the agenda is approved. Let's adjourn to the delegates assembly. Somebody tell me, is that a public meeting? I don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. That was the answer. Do we need to recall the roll that we just called something less than 5 minutes ago? No, it's a serious question. I don't want this to blow back and say, well, we didn't call the roll when we all know who was here.
So, when we can call the roll and we are safe.
Well, okay. Right. Please call the roll, sir.
All right. Roll call for delegates. Teresa.
Present.
Britton, excused. Lillian, absent. Oh, no, we're going to give her an excuse. Adriana?
I don't know, maybe one day.
Joseph, excused. Elaine? Duncan?
Did not answer.
Not on the board.
Exactly.
Okay. Alright. Lyndon?
Here.
Alright. Henry? Robert Gardner. Robert Lee, present. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
Cheryl.
Here.
Sandy.
Present.
Might not matter. Okay. Marianne.
Here.
Mac.
I'm here.
Tori.
Here.
Stuart. I'll come back to Stuart. Rick Norris.
Here.
All right. Frank is excused. Jane.
Present.
Debbie.
Present.
And Egberto, I believe, is absent.
Present.
Oh, I'm going to mark you as... Egberto, I'm going to mark you as present on both of these, okay? All right. And Susan?
Present.
Okay.
Did you want to call Stuart again?
Stuart? Okay. We are good.
So you're saying we have a quorum?
Yes.
Okay. First order of business for the delegates assembly is the ratification of the election of Anita Long as Lister representative.
This is Stuart. I'm sorry. I couldn't get my phone unmuted. I'm present.
Thank you.
Ratifying the election of Anita Long as KPFT listener representative delegate.
I'll second it if it's needed.
Is there any objection?
Nope.
No objection.
Hearing no objection, Ms. Long is ratified as KPFT listener representative LSB number. Who would like to take up the proposed bylaws amendment?
Excuse me, Mr. Secretary. It looks like Robert Gardner is with us now.
Oh, thank you.
I haven't heard him. Robert, you there?
He's muted.
Maybe he's here. I don't know.
Yeah, he's muted.
So, Susan Young, would you like to take up the proposal?
I would. This is Teresa. I would.
Teresa, then. Teresa, would you please?
Yes. I move to postpone consideration of the bylaws amendment until our August 14th meeting. So I put forth the following motion, and I'll send it to you. Whereas the Pacifica National Board has not yet acted on the bylaw amendment to change the way the midterm delegate vacancies are filled, which would be important to inform deliberation of this measure by the KPFT Delegate Assembly. Resolve that consideration of the bylaw amendment to change the way that midterm delegate vacancies are filled be postponed until a meeting of the Delegate Assembly called for August 14th, 2024.
I second that motion.
Okay. The motion has been seconded to postpone consideration of the proposed bylaws amendment. Is there any objection?
No.
No objection.
Going twice?
No.
Motion carried. We'll take that up August 14th. Next item, we have to fill the PNB list of representative director vacancy by reason of the loss of our Richard Uzel.
Yes, I would like. Yeah, I'd like to nominate Marianne Martinez.
Does that need a second?
I gave it one, whether it needs it or not.
Nomination? No.
Marianne, are you, we know you're able. Are you willing?
Yes, I will accept.
Are there any other nominations?
I nominate myself, Adriana Kasnack.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
We said that we don't need seconds to start with. Okay? Nomination doesn't need seconds, but you have a second too.
Great. Is there any objection? I hear none. All right. So that's two in the pot. Are there any other nominations? Going once. Going twice. Hearing none. Then those are the, ouch. So there is a motion. I don't have it in front of me. We have used it before to authorize the tellers to conduct the balloting by email. I see that there's an appendix. Is that? If that is the language, appendix B. Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Can we give a statement at some point?
Yeah, but hang on a second.
Okay.
I move that the appendix B, that motion, be incorporated, into the minutes as if read verbatim. So that we can do that.
Second.
Is there any objection to incorporating Appendix B as the motion to authorize the tellers to conduct the election?
No objection.
No objection. No objection.
So it shall be so. Motion carried. Hate doing this on one screen. Now that is separate and apart from the process to fill the LSB vacancy, occasioned by Richard's passing. Are there any nominations, or how are we going to do that?
So, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I believe that Marianne asked if it would be possible for those nominated in this meeting to serve as director to make statements, and so that's Marianne and Adriana.
I didn't mean to blow by that. I thought we'd circle back, but absolutely. Since it was Marianne's idea, Marianne Martinez, if you'd like to give us your bona fides that would serve you in acting as PNB delegate.
Thank you. I want everybody to know that, first of all, I wish you well, and I hope everyone's doing well after this hurricane that passed by. I know it's a hard thing to go through, and I myself was without power for many days. So I'm wishing all of you that you be safe and that you be recuperating from that, situation. And also, basically, I want to ask for your vote to serve on the national board. Now, I had already served on the national board, but I had to step aside for a little while because I had some personal issues that I had to attend to. And serving on the national board is no laughing matter. You do have to focus. And so, you know, I wanted to be sure that, I would be able to be there at each and every meeting and being able to give my full attention. I also want to mention that while serving on that national board, I made a lot of friends. I got to know a lot of people, and they're all very nice people, and I really like all those people. Some of them I even love, and I would have to tell you that, we don't agree on everything, but we don't have to, because basically we're there to represent Pacifica and to do what is best for this foundation. So I just want you all to know that I do believe from what people have told me that they respect the fact that I am a person who's open-minded and willing to cross, lines as far as, I'm not stuck. It's not just my opinion, actually. I feel like I represent my station. So, I want to hear other people's viewpoints. And my opinions and my viewpoints are not etched in stone. They're flexible, and that's what I want everybody to understand, that we are a community of people, and I represent, as a person on the national board, I would represent our community, and it's not just my opinion. It's everybody's input that would be taken into consideration. So I hope that people will vote for me, and I will do my best to represent you and be at every single meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne. Adriana, would you like to address your nomination?
This will be really short. All of you know that my forte is not speaking, but I think that my action during all these times and my votes show who I am, who I represent, and why I care for KPFD. I represent the people that voted in KPFD, and I care deeply about the Pacifica Foundation. I always fulfill my fiduciary duties, and I never will, and never was, and I never will just say yes, vote because somebody, or no, because somebody else told me. You know perfectly, people, you know, most of all the character assassination, you know, and all of you, most of you have your mind made up. And that's okay. Like I said, if you want to know who I am, it's very easy. Look at the action. Look at the vote. Look who we represent and what ideas we bring there. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. The next item is the filling of the current delegate vacancy for the KPFT LSB. I would note that Appendix C of the that is appended to the agenda is a motion regarding a motion to do just that, for the procedure to do just that, which, as I read it, is except for the resignation part, Richard didn't resign, except saving except for that change, it is precisely the process by which we conducted the last election, which resulted in the election of Anita Long. I would move that the motion as set out in Appendix C be incorporated into the minutes as if I had just read that lengthy document.
I second the motion to approve that procedure to go forward.
Are there any objections? Going once?
No objection.
Going twice? Man, I love working with y'all. Motion carries. Y'all make this look easy. It's not. Okay. So we then I believe, let me look back at the agenda. Hey, Jeff. As chair, I move we adjourn the assembly and reconvene the LSB meeting. It is 7:38. Is there any objection?
No.
I have a question, Mr. Chair.
What?
No. You said that you sent an email with that motion. I didn't receive it.
I didn't say anything like that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I said that Exhibit C is the last page attached to the agenda, and it is the motion that says exactly what the motion was the last time that we just elected Anita Long to fill a vacancy.
Can you tell me when that was sent to the LSB, at least the LSB that I'm on?
I know that it was sent last week. I want to say Monday or Tuesday in advance of the meeting that was passed because of the storm. I can tell you it went to the entire
committee
because I sent it. So,
Mr. Chair,
is there any objection?
No objection.
Mr. Chair, if I could just add.
Yes.
I wanted to let Adriana and everybody know that I also followed up with an email earlier today because I know some of us received things and some of us did not. So the agenda and the minutes were in the email that I sent probably 2 hours ago.
Thank you, Susan.
So I was suggesting that we adjourn the Assembly of Delegates and reconvene the LSB meeting.
May I ask a point of information?
Yes, Teresa.
I'm looking at the Appendix C, motion regarding filling current delegate vacancy for KPFT, and I know we're using the procedure from May 8th. It talks about announcements on the air. When will those announcements start? Do we have an idea? Is there a timeline?
I cannot possibly say so. We haven't even passed the motion yet.
We did? We just did.
I misspoke. I cannot possibly know because we only just passed the motion.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
May I suggest we ask Sandy? He's the person who made that happen promptly last time.
Why don't he be able
to tell us if he can get going with the carts tomorrow.
Why don't we do that just as soon as we reconvene the meeting? Can we do that?
Okay.
Okay. I didn't hear any objections, so we're going to reconvene.
I have another question, Mr. Chair. If we pass a motion, but in that motion, we don't talk about the timing or when that will happen. It's strange. We pass a motion without, like Teresa said, if it's the old one, we don't have there any of the specific. How can we pass a motion without it?
Well, Adriana, I can only say that we just did pass the motion, Sandy was going to try to answer another question about timelines. I think that has something to do with your question, didn't it? Okay, Sandy.
Yeah, okay. So we made a cart and we were running that, and I got to go back and listen to it and see if there's anything tagged to it that makes it not germane for reuse. So we may run the same one. That's what I'm saying, if it's okay. When can it start? When do you want it to start? You tell me, and we'll start it.
That's the question.
Well, I think that's a programming thing. So, Sandy, you're in charge of that. Just tell us when you think you might start running it.
Well, it's got to be scripted. Howard can do that as soon as I tell him. Do you want to start running it now? And I think we were doing it three times a day, if my memory serves me correctly. That was the requirement. Is that correct, Susan? Somebody?
Yes.
So we were, that's what we were following and then some, and it was both on HD1 and HD2.
I have a question.
We can repeat that. You tell me for how long, you know. And again, I have to listen to it, make sure it's not time tagged, like turn your, you know, sure, nominate yourself by such a date, et cetera.
Yeah.
So I have a question.
Yes.
I didn't really pay much attention to this from last time, but I'm assuming that it should probably start within a couple days, so we could give him until Monday to start it and run at least 2 weeks. Where it sounds like we're going to take all of the nominations on August 14th, so we need to determine how far those announcements go up until the 14th. Yeah,
Mr. Chair,
has to address that. Thank you.
Yes.
May
sir.
I read from the motion?
Sure. Please.
Okay. And now announcements. Therefore, the process will include announcements on air on the KPFT website and through emails to KPFT members that nominations may be conducted by the KPFT delegates at its next meeting. Well, that's August 14th, and that members wishing to be considered should send a statement about their candidacy to lsb@kpft.org no later than midnight CDT on the Friday before that meeting. The announcements shall make it clear that this is a fill a current vacancy and that this is a separate from opening regular LSB elections, in which KPFT members may vote. The secretary will promptly forward all candidate statements to entire LSB for their consideration, so each delegate may select from among these submissions to put forward at most one candidate per delegate and so inform the secretary for the entire LSB no later than Monday before that meeting. The secretary will notify those candidates who have been selected by one or more delegates to nominate. They will be nominated and they will be invited to make statements. The secretary will provide in the draft agenda. It does not state in here when the carts start. What Sandy did last time was to start the carts immediately after our board meeting. We acted on this today. And so I'm hoping that Sandy would be able to start the carts tomorrow as they have already drafted the carts.
Subject to any changes that Sandy has talked about. And Susan, I apologize. I had tried very hard to avoid having to.
Believe in me, I understand.
I'm sorry.
Adriana, I'm asking for the floor, Mr. Chair.
But of course.
Okay. The motion that you just read, Susan, I agree with you. We should modify there because they said there, whereas the KPFT LEV established a procedure at this meeting on May 8, 2024.
Right.
We can select, we can put there that we pass the motion today.
I'm going to rule this out of order. Okay. We've already passed this motion and we're going, it's just, I'm
but
ruling this out of order. Teresa, okay. You have your hand up. Did you have a question?
Well, because
a legacy.
No, it's not a legacy. I just am assuming then from looking at this that it says that we will the statements need to be submitted by the Friday before our meeting, and that would be August 9th. So I'm assuming that's what's going to be on the announcement. We'll start the announcements, and everything's done by the 9th. We receive the statements on by Monday. We vote on them on, I mean, the voting starts on Wednesday after each of those candidates says something at our meeting if they so choose. Thank you.
Let's get back on track. We've got a few minutes before public comment. Minutes approval. The minutes were sent out. I saw them again today, for the minutes for the June 12th meeting. Is there a motion
to approve? I move minutes? Approval.
Is there any objection to approval of the minutes?
No objection.
I want to abstain because, you know, we have just received power. I didn't have time to read it. I want to put my abstention there. Thank you.
If the secretary will note the abstention, are there any objections going once, twice? Then,
no objection.
Then they are carried with one abstention. We still have some time for staff recognition. Would anybody like to recognize or commend any staff members who have been doing a bang-up job and getting us back on the air and all that kind of stuff?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I would love to commend a whole bundle of folks. I mean, amazing Howard, who was able basically to get us back on the air after the hurricane in about a day. Everybody on Sandy's team who came and put it together so quickly. I'd also like to thank both Sandy and Marlo, who were at an MSRC meeting on Monday and gave us a wonderful, wonderful update. There's great energy in the station, and I think that they have really managed to capture the excitement of having a lot of interns on board and a lot of enthusiasm about, you know, making it through Houston weather. I mean, we're so fortunate that global warming has not been permitted in Texas and that that's an official state policy. But nevertheless, even though sometimes that falls through the cracks, they're doing an amazing job.
Well, I would like to note that the only reason that that falls through the cracks is because they've devoted so much time and resources to ensuring that there are no more rapes in Texas. So, you know, take what you can get. Y'all didn't think that was funny. All right. I stand chastised.
They're okay. Yeah.
I'm chastised. Yeah,
I laughed, but I was laughed.
Right. Oh, man, this is a tough crowd. Tough crowd. All right. Well, look, we have, are there any others?
Yeah, I want Egberto here. I want to commend Howard Reynolds by name and Jack Van Bibber. The hurricane was tough on the station, and the amount of work that this guy had to do running from home to the antenna, back to the studio, keeping these machines up, that is above and beyond his duty as I see it. And Jack driving in way yonder from all, you know, from the other side of town, that is devotion to station. So I just think that needs to be commended. Thanks.
Amen. Amen. Are there any others? Hearing none, Sandy, we have 10 minutes. We could at least begin the IGM's report if you're ready.
I'm ready. Thank you. In fact, that was sent around and I hope everybody got that. I'm not going to read it to you. You've got a lot on your plate tonight, so I'll be as brief as I can possibly be, and if you have questions, please let me know. First, the storm, Beryl. And I apologize about no camera. My PC's objecting this evening. The building itself, the main building, was fine, the brick building. The extension lost some siding, hardy plank siding. We've already ordered the replacement pieces. They're on property, and we have some volunteer help coming to install those in the form of Debbie Smith. So thank you, Debbie and Scott, for all that you do for KPFT. And we look forward to having two-color hardy plank siding, but hardy plank siding just the same. We doubled the size of our brick garden. For those of you familiar with the property, out front we had a little patch of bricks. And if you saw it before the last installation, it's doubled in size. Each of those bricks represent a sustaining pledge. And I'm so happy to see those installed. And I'm so happy to see the number of them. And we have yet more on order. And we have a fun drive coming up, and I'm hoping we get even more to order and book more sustaining pledges. A new intern started today. Her name is Helen. She's a GED/associate's degree candidate. I believe it's the American Academy. She's coming from the same school that Jaden Lee, who was an intern, finished her semester, was with. So that's very exciting. She's focused on journalism. And I spoke to her today, and I'm so happy to see people stepping up that have a little moxie and are going to do well down the road. So Helen will join a passel of others that are there every morning. It's pretty amazing to see. So thanks to Rico Hernandez, our morning board operations coordinator. He's guiding the whole process along with Marlo in the mornings. We have $200,000 in the bank. All our bills are paid. We will start our next fund drive on August 15th, officially on air. It's going to run to the 25th, bing, bang, boom, in and out, 12 days. We're hoping to raise $75,000. However, because of all those sustainers, all those bricks, we're going to start with about $23,000, meaning we have to raise $52,000. And to help with those efforts, we're going to do the first ever KPFT Blues Cruise on Clear Lake. We have an event planned. I don't have exact details and dates. We're going to hold up to 68 listeners that want to go on a basis as a fund drive. Thank you, an internal program for fund drive. And that should help raise somewhere around $11,000-$12,000 when it's all done. And the beauty of it, it's a rental boat. We can do it again if it fills up too quick. There was only one Lyle Lovett show. We can do two of these. With respect to the coming fund drive, I would ask each and every board member to consider a sustainer match of $1. 75 pledges on this drive. It's half a drive. Think about it. We'll get it coordinated. And if we can get everybody on the board to do this, all 24 people, it's going to speak very loudly and very positively to those listeners out there that support us. Please consider this. No matter what your bent is on the politics, please consider this. Okay, that's what I got to say, Mac. You got 5 minutes left.
Well, Cindy, I have a question for Sandy.
I have a question first. Sandy, what happened regarding the last match? Because I know I and several other people matched donations. I think it was up to $150, something right. like that. And yep. I've never heard anything beyond that. I heard that there were pledges to be matched, but I haven't heard back. So what are we doing about
it? Are you saying you didn't pony up?
I'm saying I don't know what I owe.
Oh, okay. Okay. We're saying the same thing. I'll get with Robin. It would be $150. We actually went over 200 sustainers last time. Okay. We had a really good, real good showing. And again, we're up to almost $23,000 a month. That's significant. We're getting real close to that tipping point. So we got to keep the initiative going, and whatever extra energy, encouragement we can provide to listeners during the summer sale, S-A-I-L, fun drive, the better off we'll all be. We're working on a summer sale t-shirt. We've got that large pontoon boat, and then Boyd Bluestein is going to have a more exclusive event for six people, or three pair, on a sailboat. He's certified to do that. So,
all right, I will encourage everyone to do the match. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
honey.
It's something that will encourage other pledges. So, Rob, you had a question. We've got about 4 minutes.
That was my question, and just to reinforce what you were saying, I think that when the board does something like this, it says something to the listeners, because basically they're getting free money to match their sustaining pledge. So again, I just say exactly what you've said. That's it.
I would add to that, Sandy, that and if this is something that occurred, I just missed it. I think, for instance, going forward, August 15th, if you broadcast that members given, that members matched X number of dollars the last time, and so if you really want to gig the LSB, you know, pony up pledges and stick them again, I think you could do that in a way that, encourage pledges. We've got about 2 minutes.
I already talked to Robin because I was one of the ones that matched too, and Robin said she's starting to go through the list and she's going to give us all calls.
Okay.
So yeah, she's already, because I was like, I hadn't heard anything either, so I wanted to pony up too.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of if that could be broadcasted, that the LSB are, because there was eight of us. And I'm willing to do it again.
That would be a big statement every time we ask for sustaining pledges.
Yes.
I agree.
Every single time. And again, it's a real quick drive. It's two weekends and seven weekdays. So that's the whole thing.
Yeah, because I'm willing to do it again.
Eight weekdays, excuse me. So no, seven and four weekend days. Very quick. And I see no problem raising the money in that time. Largely because we got a good head start, and I got some Saturday surprises coming. They'll start the day of fun drives. Okay. Put on your sailing shoes.
Oh, and Mac, this might be off, but you asked about the sighting. I was going to do it this weekend, but my husband has to be a pallbearer for a funeral, his uncle. But next weekend.
Okay.
Well, I'll keep in touch with you.
Do.
Okay.
Adriana, okay. Has got a hand up.
And Adriana, you have roughly 30 seconds before we have to.
I was looking at the agenda, and I know that you talk about the public comment, but it's not on the agenda. Okay?
It is on the agenda.
I just read it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What was not on the agenda?
It's on the agenda, and it is 8 o'clock.
The public comment.
It is 8 o'clock by my computer, and referring to the agenda, it says 8 o'clock public comment. We have 30 minutes that we will allot to public comment. During this 30 minutes, members of the public who are not members of the LSB may address the members of the LSB in increments of 5 minutes in order that everyone who wishes to address the LSB may do so, may have an opportunity. Should there be no next person in the queue who wishes to address the LSB, a previous speaker may have another opportunity to address the body subject to that same time limit. During public comment, no LSB member may respond to or interact with the speaker. That seems to confound members of the public sometimes who want to ask questions of us, but we can't answer. Those are the rules. Our goal in conducting these meetings is to be and to remain civil. Calling people by name or without identifying an individual by name, but nonetheless making remarks defamatory in nature will not be tolerated. Insults are inappropriate and will not be tolerated. This isn't the forum for that. A single instance of that described comment will be met with a warning to desist. Continuation of that conduct will result in removal of the speaker from the meeting. So with that, do we have members of the public who wish to address the LSB?
I have a question. Can candidates announce their names on the air during public comment?
This is public comment. Would any member of the public like to address? I see Captain Tom. You have your hand up?
Yay!
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Captain Tom. You're muted. You're muted.
Shouldn't be muted, sorry. Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing this evening? I'm glad to be back, as for public comment. Hurricane has, kept everybody busy. I'm glad the station's back up and running. And also, I'm glad that everybody is safe. I, just wanted to point out that last month I was, doing the Veterans Appreciation Day, and I was at, any committee meetings, so I was not able to be here for public comment, but glad to be back, and I'm glad everybody's safe, and the hurricane didn't do too much damage to APFT. So I'm hoping that we can continue to work together and help our community. That's all I have to say today.
Thank you, Captain Tom. Are there any other members of the community at large who wish to address the LSB? Raise your hand or speak up.
Anissa, potential LSB candidate.
Please, you have 5 minutes.
One way I believe we might be able to increase listenership, and I haven't heard anything amongst any of the radio shows, but we should do some shows maybe focused on summer safety, remind people to take a buddy when they're swimming, you know, find ways to prevent drowning, which is a huge issue, and I have surprisingly found, especially among minority communities.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't want to cut you off. I wanted to be sure. Okay. Are there any other members of the public who wish to address the LSB? I see we have members of the public. Bill Crozier, you have your hand up.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I just want to thank all of you for hanging in there and giving support to your friends and neighbors and relatives during the storm. And I know there's a lot of people that had power outages and communication problems and that sort of thing. So appreciate everybody's patience and understanding. And it was really good to hear KPFT back on the air so soon afterwards. I was afraid it would be like Hurricane Ike where we were off for whatever it was, a week or more. By the way, somebody's typing, and please mute yourself if you're doing that because it's pretty distracting. Anyway, just another suggestion too. If you call in or have a different name than your own name that's being displayed, ask, if you can't do it yourself, ask somebody else too who can rename you to display your real name because that helps people in the public especially keep track of who's who. I know who all of you are, but not everybody does. So that's just a suggestion. And thanks again for all the volunteers and everybody at KPFT and Howard and Robin for keeping things going. Sure appreciate all that. I'm done.
Matthew Jenkins, you have your hand up.
Yes. I would like to speak to request a copy, a publicly available copy of the full recording of the June 11th Governance Committee meeting, because part of it's available, but it's not the entire recording of the from start to end. We definitely need everything that's on the record, and just to have that, to have that as part of the public record, that's important just for KPFT accountability and for, grassroots community public radio. That's my statement as a member of the public that I'm requesting, you know, just publicly available copy of the June 11th Governance Committee recording.
Is that all?
That's my statement. Yeah, that's all at this time.
Thank you. I don't want to cut in on anybody's time. PK McCary, your hand is up.
Yes. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, you have 5 minutes.
Okay. I wanted to underscore the critical importance of addressing our concerns and questions raised by a community, and that we are a nonprofit and a community station, and we should be stewards of listening to not just those that are raised you, as someone said earlier, but all of the diverse communities that are a part of Pacifica, but more specifically here in our area, KPFT. Community media is a powerful platform for fostering dialogue, promoting diverse perspectives, and driving social change. And as Anissa said, it's one of the ways in which I think we can increase membership, which is what I wanted to do. I realized that I paid for 3 people's this year to become members and didn't send $25 myself, but I did volunteer. So I was hoping that that would get some kind of admission that I am a member of KPFT and continue to be. The other thing is that we're going to reconstitute the community advisory board, and we want to create regular community forums and a feedback mechanism so that people can feel like they're being heard and they're not just coming to complain or coming to smack other people down. And maybe there can be a policy review over some of the ways in which we do business, a transparency and accountability that works across the board for all of us.
You have 2.5 minutes.
Well, you know, I can talk a lot. I'd like to give that to some of the other individuals here. To even some of our visitors. We have an opportunity to make all of the Pacifica stations understand that it's not a monolith of who our listeners are, but an actual diverse group of people who community radio means something to them. And the organizations that, like some of the organizations here in Houston that were helping people during the storm, don't get credit for it. But this would have been a great partnership with KPFT. This was not easy because it was only a Category 1, and while that was devastating, that Category 1 did more damage, not just more damage, but affected more people than Harvey did. And there are people still without power, and we need to make sure that KPFT puts those things out. Just a suggestion, not a criticism, please. And that's kind of it for me.
Thank you, PK. 1438, I think I know who that is. Would you like to address the LSB? If so, you have 5 minutes. Hello?
Are they unmuted?
They do not appear to be, so I'm not sure what's going on. We'll pass by them. Is there any other member of the public who wishes to address the LSB? It is Jim's iPad Mini 5. You've raised your hand. Would you like to address the board?
Thank you. I'm speaking about this bylaw amendment, and I'm urging the board to oppose it.
Mr. Chair, I object.
Because?
I object because Jim Dingman is a director.
Oh, I didn't know.
I know at least at WFW, they did not permit directors to come on during public comment.
Public comment.
This is public comment. Anybody can come on and say what they want. I mean, Susan,
then,
this is quite repressive.
Then Ron Pinchback needs to not prevent Julie Hewitt from doing that at a WFW.
Right. Well, I would never.
Hang on. Time out, everybody. Time out. This is public comment, and so far as I know, Dingman is not, he's not a member of the LSB. We will address this next time so we know for sure, but I'm going to give him 5 minutes, and you get 5 minutes. Tell us why we all ought to do whatever we do. Go ahead. 5 minutes.
All right. Thank you. And I object to what you argued about earlier, but thank you. Well, first of all, I'm calling to object to these bylaw amendments, period. There's not only one bylaw amendment being argued. That bylaw amendment that we're now talking about basically takes away the right of the voter. While it was approved under Article 17, there's a part of Article 17 that addresses specifically the issue of if it violates the right of the voter, it is not to be pushed forward. And unfortunately, this is being pushed forward. And I've heard from California, watching the KPFK board meeting on Sunday, this is the most important issue facing Pacific. You know what's the most important issue? The most important issue is problems like we have in New York to make sure the station is solvent, the financial problems. And I have to tell you folks in Texas about that because people are rightly angry over the fact that just recently in the past 6 to 7 months or 8 months, money was borrowed from you to finance a situation in New York. So you have a total right to be angry. Those are the most important issues. Not to sit there and change the bylaws in a manner that frankly is, you know, and we should go back to our own constitution. I cite the Federalist Paper number 51 by James Madison, which was, and go read it. It specifically talks about protecting the minority from the majority. The tyranny of the majority is what James Madison argues in that particular Federalist paper, which, as we know, were part of the debates, the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers, going on to create the U.S. Constitution. The Constitution of Pacifica was created by 10 to 12 years of struggle against a national board that increasingly is being duplicated in this situation we're facing right now in the network. That particular board that was overthrown between 2000 and 2003 was a self-selected board who tried to solve the problem financially of the system, which was a legitimate issue to deal with, but they did it in a heavy-handed way, and they depended on their interpretation of reliance on the power of the executive. That was the thrust of what they did. They imposed a national strategy, which caused a national rebellion, and that led to them being overthrown. Now, no one's going to say that the present situation is perfect. We all know it isn't. But to sit there and focus in on these bylaw amendments, and there's another 7 or 8, which were also argued, that haven't been put before the public yet, because that was done in a manner that violated the actual process of how the bylaws should be argued, which is in a public, open situation. So if we pass one, we're going to get the others. And the most important aspect of this is related to settling a lawsuit between the people who advocate the New Day Solutions, which, again, I understand where they're coming from. There's been 20 years of all sorts of craziness going on in the network, not paying attention to taking care of the business of what needs to be done. And people rightly reacted to that, but their reaction is one based on, quote, changing form, not trying to create a situation where we have literally hundreds of thousands of more people listening and subscribing to us than we do now. The numbers we have listening to subscribing to us have been reduced from 100,000 in 2004 to 30,000 today. That is, to me, the main problem of the foundation. People think that they can reform the bylaws, and that will create a new situation that will lead to, quote, solving the problems. That is clearly not happening right now. And I would argue that, you know, latest changes in New York are particularly disturbing because the station in New York, as a result of these, quote, changes, has not made little to no money since June 1st to June 27th. And in July, it's made no money. It's made literally 20% of what it should make. So if that's the kind of reform that people want, then great. What they're going to do is lead us into bankruptcy. And what are we going to be faced with? If Project 2025 comes into play, they specifically name Pacifica. They talk to take our licenses away. They assume that we're getting money from the CPB. Now, where do these bylaw statements have to deal with anything like that practical, that we could be out of business if Trump is reelected? So I urge that the most important issue to be dealt with is the audience and the money issue, to have these reforms that essentially reinforce a self-creating majority that wants to perpetuate itself is a waste of our energy, and I am angry.
Thank you, Jim.
We've had to deal
Thank
with
you,
this
Jim.
For the past
Thank
three
Thank you, Jim. That's your 5 minutes. I appreciate you being here. Hang on, I got to stop this. There we go. Sorry. Bruce Grief, you have 5 minutes, and then we'll only have time for one more. You have 5 minutes, Bruce.
I'm not going to use 5 minutes. First off, actually, let me congratulate you guys and your GM, Sandy, you know, for really putting station into the black and a lot of community outreach and a lot of events. And, you know, I think doing what I wish we did more of at WBAI in New York. I'm going to make a couple of quick points. First of all, from the KPFK LSB meeting on Saturday, Jan Goodman basically confirmed that the notice period was flawed and she needs to fix it on the PNB meeting that's tomorrow. So I kind of think you can't vote on the amendment tonight because the notice period was flawed and she needs to fix it tomorrow. So, I mean, that's like a technical issue. On a more general level, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, I mean, I don't understand really what this new procedure accomplishes. You know, if you just run some more candidates, then you got more runners up and 2 or 3 people drop off during the year. It certainly generated a whole lot of confusion and people aren't concentrating on the elections and the finances and the listenership. Instead, they're arguing about which end of the egg to open. I mean, I don't understand, you know, what the point, what's accomplished, like what does it actually do? And the second The other part is Pacifica has such a chronic problem of doing anything that's new. The current procedure with the STV and the runner-up, everybody's finally figured it out. And this new procedure, like how the candidate's going to get selected, how they're going to show up, how they're going to get vetted. I mean, I just see like endless arguments over, well, yeah, what is the exact procedure? But anyway, to sum up, congratulations on the direction that you guys are going in. And I would say, you know, this amendment, let's concentrate on the elections and growing listenership and membership. We could do this amendment in September when, you know, it won't make any difference. That's it. I'm done.
Thank you, Bruce. 1438, you've come back around. You have 5 minutes if you wish to address the...
Yes, this is 1438. Can you hear me?
Your 5 minutes begins now.
Okay, you can hear me. I'm sorry. I would think I was muted myself last time. This is Nancy Saibar Naditomi. Thank you, Teresa, for making the motion to delay this vote that should not be voted. I mean, it's a violation of the bylaw if you try to pass this particular thing, as just Jim Dingman had just explained. It will adversely affect members' rights as to voting or transfer. That's in Article 17. This kind of amendment has to be passed with a referendum network-wide, a yes-no vote. The last time we did that was $54,000 for a referendum, and before that it was $51,000. Anyway, and besides, what it does is usually vacancies happen one by one. They don't happen like two at a time or three at a time. So STV will not be used. It'll be a straight majority of the LSB vote and pick to fill. And that, I think, is the objective, to empower the LSB majority. So to vote on this would be violating the bylaws. Now, I'd like to talk about something else. The KPFT Governance Committee of June 11th, that audio is deleted. And it should not be deleted. That audio needs to be put on that, posted with everything in it. From the time the chair started to call the meeting to order, had trouble calling the meeting to order. Yes, there was screaming going on. All of that was cut out, and it needs to be posted in full. The other thing, third point, we need a storm committee. We need an emergency storm committee so we can have an organized, maybe programmers from different parts of the city and area can call in and explain, well, this bridge over here is overrun by snakes now, the water is crested, or this place, this road better not do. Anyway, we need to have something other than just, you know, repetition of what KTRH is saying. I mean, that's what Bob Gartner did during Harvey. We didn't have anything set up. Bob was the only one at the station during Friday and Saturday until midnight, when one other programmer was the only one to make it to the station. So those two kept the station alive until Sunday afternoon, when Stacy Davis and Patrick Hoyt could relieve them. We need a storm committee. The other thing is, when you announce this vacancy election, you have to make sure, I mean, the governance committee should have worded this, and maybe should word one for the future. You need to put this in the newsletter for the KPFT membership so that they know it's going on. If you're only going to play a card twice a day, a lot of people are not going to hear it, and it's going to be an insider's election or be accused of being so, like the last time. Please put it in the newsletter and play it more than just twice a day. And log the time of play and send it to the LSB so they can check it on the archives. Be transparent, please. Yeah. This bylaw amendment proposal and the eight other, most of these would empower the LSB majority. For example, PNB committees. There's two delegates chosen for from each station. It would be only one delegate. So most LSBs have two factions. But if you're only going to allow one delegate, then the majority will win everything. It's like having a straight flush. Please look at these bylaw amendment proposals. Almost every one of them is really nasty. It's just empowering the majority. And do even people in the majority, do you really want that? Nobody feels good, even when they're in a advantageous position, but it's unfair. Nobody really feels good about that. Nobody. We need a programming committee. We need it yesterday. We need it years ago. We need a programming committee with all open to the membership of our station so we know what they want.
Thank you.
A closed
thank you, Sam. Thank you, Nancy. Gotta get this start. Man. I can start a timer, but I don't seem to be able to turn it off. I apologize. Okay, there are 3 minutes by my clock. There are 3 minutes for public comment. If anyone else would like to avail themselves of those 3 minutes to address the LSB. I don't... Who's V?
Hi, this is V Patams.
You have 2 minutes.
Thank you. I wasn't going to say anything. I was mostly here to listen tonight, but since other governance committee members have also brought it up, I would like to reiterate, I'm on the governance committee. I'm currently the chair, of the governance committee and, yeah, the audio that's posted is not full. It's been brought to Otis's attention. I believe it's been brought to the executive director's attention. There's no reason why Otis should not have posted the full audio. There's just no reason. And it's been brought to his attention and it's still not changed. So perhaps, the KPFT local station board can do something about that so that we have the audio of the full governance committee meeting on the website. It's for transparency. I mean, this is a community radio station. You know, it's just not right, honestly. But I'm pretty sure it's some sort of violation of our bylaws to not have the full meeting online. So I guess I'm letting y'all know again, reiterating that happened. And also requesting that the board please ensure that our last governance committee meeting audio is in its entirety online as it's supposed to be. Thank you all so much for your work.
Well, there's about 30 seconds if anyone else would like to avail themselves. But
Anissa, a second time.
You've got a few seconds, please, go on.
No problem. I am an avid Metro bus rider, and when I'm on the bus at any given time, I'm surprised at how many people don't know about KPFT, because I would usually ask them, what song they were listening to, and I would tell them about our station.
Thank you very much. That concludes the public comment portion of this evening's meeting. When we left, I believe we had concluded the IGM's report. I want to make sure that were there any questions left unanswered?
I see Robert Gardner hand up.
Robert Gardner, did you have a question regarding the IGM report? I take it you do not. Teresa, did you have a question regarding the IGM report?
Yes, I'd like Sandy to mention the hours and the dates of the Watermelon Fest, and I'd like him to mention the dates of the summer sale pledge drive again. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. They're deeming it the third annual Watermelon Dance and Summer Social. Actually, it's like the 41st year, but the third year at the Cottonwood Club will be this Friday evening and also Saturday. It's a two-day festival this year. It's a requested donation at the door, which benefits KPFT. And, excuse me, the time, make sure I've got it right, because I keep citing different times. It looks like on Saturday it starts at 4 o'clock and on Friday at 5 o'clock. And that's at the Cottonwood Club, 3422 North Shepherd.
Is it going and when north does it north? End?
When does it end? These are hippies. I can't tell you that.
Okay.
Hey.
Usually around 2, 3 in the morning is these bands will play till, you know, as it's gone on. It's a bar. Consider it that. There's food, there's drink, and it's a requested door donation. Again, a benefit for KPFT, and I'm very grateful to the Cottonwood Club and the management, to Mike Bradshaw, who's organizing this, provided some really good art, and is very supportive of KPFT. We really appreciate that.
Okay. Before we move on to the PNB rep report, Robert Gardner, you have your hand up again. Do you have a question regarding the IGM report? Yeah, I don't hear you. You're not muted, so.
Summer sale is the 15th to the 25th.
Somebody's muted. Yeah.
Mr. Chair, let me remind you that the, budget is next.
That's right, because we moved it, didn't we?
Yep.
Next, thank you. Next
on the agenda. Mr. Chair, points of clarification. Are you sure that nobody's carrying, because I heard Robert Garner start talking and his word disappeared again? What's going on? He have his hand up twice.
I will answer your question. He does not respond when called upon. I can't. We're going to have a meeting. If he wants to participate, great. But we're going to move on. Next on the agenda is the 2025 consideration of the 2025 budget proposal. Lyndon Foley, you've done a lot of work on this. Would you like to address it?
Yes, Chair. Thank you very much. hopefully, the LSB members all got an email today at 5:30 that has an attachment with the Excel spreadsheet. If you have it open, we can go over it at this time. Now, so in listener support, we have our budget for $507,000. We have another 21,000 in major donors. Car donations, $17,500. One grant of $15,000. And we have a couple other categories, some corporate match and stuff. So we have a total of $578,855 as our revenue number for fiscal year 2025. The next section has the personnel costs, administrative expenses, programming expenses, and development expenses, the totals for those categories. Now, each one of those categories that I just mentioned has a separate area, and these are the summations of that. So
I'm going to mute them.
Thank you.
kind of attitude or
as I figure out who it is. Thanks.
Okay, so in the personnel cost column, it's right at $49,000. Administrative expenses of $181,700, the programming of $127,000, and development expenses of $106,000. The next part of this is the central services, which we actually, all the stations will budget their central services, but we not only budget them, we actually pay our central services. And so that's between the national office and the CIVCA archives, that is a total of $102,000. So we have total expenses of $567,000, leaving us a net income of $11,000. And with that net income of $11,000, we should all be aware that one of the expenses is a depreciation expense. I believe it's $28,000. And that depreciation is not a cash expense. So it's already been paid. That, and so we can add that back, and it gives us like $40,000 is our, will be $40,000 in the black on an operating basis. So, below that, if you have your spreadsheet open on line 47, we have the salaries, and then we have payroll taxes and SUI for a total salary and related expenses of $48,956. We have no board expenses. We have, for national board, local board expenses, Sandy and Markeisha put in a nominal amount of money. It's $1,500 for the year. Then we go into the administrative expenses, which, such as telephone and the internet. The biggest expense here is the consultants and the temps contractuals. And when I sent out this spreadsheet, back in, I think is the 1st of July, because I was expecting it for the meeting on the 10th. I said that this, $84,000 would pay for three people for 5 hours a day for 365 days a year at $15 an hour. So that's a one way of looking at our, consultant, contractors' tips. Section for the $84,000. If you go look at further down under administrative expenses on line 97, you'll see the storage rental. You'll see that in 2024 we had storage rental, and this year we will not have any storage rental. So that's a good thing, taking care of eliminating an expense. And the depreciation I mentioned is on line 101, and that is the $28,800, which is a non-cash item. The total administrative expenses, including that non-cash item, are $181,700. The next section is programming expenses. The largest part of the program expenses and our largest expense, our largest expense is the tower expense, and that's $96,416. On development expenses, on lines 144 through 146, I changed those. They were previously, let's see, they were called premiums. I changed those to thank you gifts. I think that's in keeping with the directive from the FCC. And so our total development expenses are $106,163. And that is the summation of the fiscal year 2025 budget is put together by Sandy and Markeisha, and a little input from myself. And this has been reviewed by the National Finance Committee. I believe it was May 22nd that we passed this, so it could be brought to the board. Local Finance Committee. And so Sandy and or I will take your questions.
Are there any questions?
I can't help.
Debbie, Debbie, you're muted.
This is Adriana Casneva, and I have my hand up.
Okay.
Thank you.
You've had your hand up, and I don't know why. I'm calling on Debbie Smith.
Yes, I've got a question, Lyndon. Let me see what number it is. Number 99. So if there's something that, you know, when we're down there and I don't have it here that I can do a repair with, so there's $500 per month, just in case, you know, like with the Hardy plank. I know we bought that, or, you know, that was bought by the station. But is that saying that there's money just in case we don't have
some? Yes, that's put in there for, to cover things like
anything
this.
Anything that I can't donate, you know, I don't have from anywhere.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Just in case, because there's sometimes I'm thinking, man, how do I get this? And then I'll just go ahead and use it as a donation, you know, which I don't mind doing. But that's kind of nice that we do have just a little bit in there. So I just wanted to make sure that was for that. Okay. That's the only question.
Any other questions for either Lyndon and or Sandy?
I found my hands up. Thank you.
Well, it's not up now, but you're welcome. Please, yeah, if you have obviously a question, let's not you argue. If you have a question, please ask it.
Yes. Lyndon, I'm requesting again that you send me the complete KPFD budget with all the tabs. Limiting that is violating my rights granted by the foundation, by laws, and the California Corporation Code for Nonprofit. I take my duties as fiduciary very seriously, and you are preventing me from fulfilling them. I understand that it's my right to see the entire budget with all the information. I don't want anybody translating for me. I appreciate that. If everybody agree with that, they don't want it, it's their problem. I want it, and I'm entitled to that. Please send it to me. Thank you.
Well, we passed this on the 22nd of May, and you've had since then almost 2 months to speak with me about this. You chose, and when you raised it then, I commented that we could go over this, you know, between you and I, but you've chosen to just bring it up at the LSB meetings. So, a little while ago, I think it's on the July 1st, I sent out an email and I addressed why I'm not sending out all that detail. And I gave, and in there, I said that you could make contact with Sandy and come down to the station and you can look at it all you want. And I would come down there too. That was put out for everybody to get that opportunity. You have chosen not to do that. And that's my answer to you.
Lyndon, so, I'm sorry, but I asked Sandy.
Adriana, do you have a question?
He told me that he didn't have it.
Hang on.
I have the right to answer, sir.
No, do you have a question about the budget? You have a complaint that you're about something not being sent to you. Do you have a question about the substance of the budget that's being presented?
Yes, I'm trying to explain to Lyndon that I cannot make questions when I don't have the entire information. And I asked Sandy, and he told me in the last meeting that he didn't have all the information that I request.
It is clear that this is a subject, this is an argument that is not going to be resolved this evening. And it's not regarding the substance. It's about some procedure in which you feel slighted. I'm going to take the next question. Rob, you've had your hand up for a while.
Yes. I would like to know, and Lyndon or somebody can get back with me if this isn't the time, but I saw a $17,000 line item for real estate taxes, and if we're a nonprofit, don't we get excluded, at least from the majority of real estate taxes?
Can I take that one, Mr. Chair? Sandy? Yes, I'm sorry, yes. Thank you. Yes, we have been faithful to paying our tax bill since we moved to the Caroline property. Why are we paying taxes? It's a great question, Rob. I'm glad you spotted that. I'm glad you brought it up. Turns out that there's an exemption for broadcasters, 501c3 educational broadcasters in the city, in the state, where it comes to paying taxes. However, you have to meet certain qualifications. At the time this was drafted, it was drafted especially for KPFT by the Texas State Legislature. And they put some barriers in there so that not just anybody could claim tax exemption. One of the barriers they placed was you have to be receiving or eligible to receive CPB funding. And I've showed the wording to a couple of attorneys, and there seems to be total alignment that the only way to amend the wording or get out of paying taxes is to go back through the state, Texas state legislatures. To that end, I contacted Jolanda Jones's office, and on not once but twice, thrice, have spoken to people, and there's been no action by that office whatsoever. If one of you find people on the board or politically connected to a Texas representative in the state house, let's talk, because all we have to do is get that language amended and make sure that maybe KPFT won't pay, and it's closer to $18,000 in real estate taxes. Thank you very much. Susan Young, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I'd like to add some comment on that. We used to get CPB funding, and the system as a whole has trouble getting CPB funding now for a whole variety of reasons, mostly because we don't have adequate market share and because we're not in up in our audits, and because we have to restate revenues going all the way back to something like 2016. So there are system problems that prevent us from getting CPB funding. The other thing is that this provision was carried by Garnet Coleman at the time that there was a Democratic majority in the state house. We no longer have that, and some may have observed that we don't have people in the state legislature who are real excited about progressives. So I think the likelihood of getting this now is very slim, even if Jolanda Jones gave us attention. So I think we just have to gut up and expect that for the, at least the near term, we're going to have to deal with that.
So, Lyndon, would you like to move the budget?
Yes, I would like to move that the LSB pass this budget for fiscal year 2025, and we will hopefully pass it on to the NFC and then the PNB.
So if I understand, you're asking that the LSB, pass it on to the PNB with our own approval, asking that they approve it.
Correct.
Okay. Second. Is there any objection to the motion as I've rephrased it?
Indiana?
Who was that?
Indiana?
Do you have an objection?
I want to abstain because I cannot see the origin of these numbers. Thank you.
Okay. With Ms. Casanave's abstention in mind, does anyone have any objections to passing the proposed FY 2025 budget onto the PNB? Going once, going twice.
I'm sorry. It's my like objection. I don't want to just.
So are you objecting or are you abstaining?
I want to object.
Then we'll have a vote. Mr. Secretary.
I think that this is, I'm sorry, is this one person? You don't have to.
That's okay.
I believe.
Okay.
No, ma'am, if you have an objection, we're going to vote. There may be someone else who's more shy than you and has an objection and is too timid to raise it. So we're going to have it. If you object, then we'll have a vote. Mr. Secretary, where'd you go?
I'm here.
Will you please call the roll? The vote is
okay. I will call the roll, and we will say accept the motion or
yes.
Not.
Yes.
Yes is
okay,
to
so that's the answer. Yes. Accept or not. All right, Teresa Allen.
Yes, I accept the motion.
David Britt, oh, not here. I believe Lillian is out. Adriana?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
It's not clear.
Okay. Joseph is out. Elaine?
Not here.
Okay. All right. Lyndon?
Yes.
Henry Faust? I believe he's out, excused, okay. Alright, Robert Gardner. He might be having, I'll come back to Robert, he might be having problems. Robert, if you get on, you can interrupt. Robert Lee, accept. Mike Lewis.
Yes.
Accept. Cheryl Lynn.
Yes.
Okay. Mary Ann Martinez?
Yes.
Accept. Mac?
Yes.
Okay. Tori?
Sí, excepto.
Excepto. Okay. Stuart? Yeah. Stuart Nance? We can come back to Stuart. Rick Norris?
Yes.
Accept. Frank Prutka, I believe, is absent. Jane? Scheidler? Jane, I can come back to you if you're muted. Debbie?
Accept.
Okay. Egberto, are you voting?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I guess you can.
I'm without pain.
I'll have to come back. Susan Young?
Yes.
Back is not hurting, at least my God.
Okay. So, I think that we missed Jane.
I'm calling her.
Well, if she's left, she's left. I mean.
Okay. All right.
Okay, we're getting up.
Okay, but I think let me count the acceptances.
Jane is here and wishes to vote.
Okay.
Where are you, Jane?
She doesn't know why. Okay. So go ahead and say your vote.
Accept.
Okay, we're gonna take her. Alright, let me start again.
Rob is frozen.
No,
Rob's I'm frozen. Can you hear me?
Rob is not frozen, he's doing mental math.
Okay, 14 yes.
How many no's?
One no.
So does the motion carry?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. All right, thank you very much.
Hey, sorry, Mr. Secretary, can you confirm the yes votes? Would you say 14 and I...
You want me to read everybody's name? Okay. Teresa, you want first...
Okay, then count 11.
First in my, okay, Teresa, Lyndon, Henry,
Not Henry.
Not Henry. Robert, Mike, Cheryl, Marianne, Mac, Tori, Rick, Jane, Debbie, Susan.
They had 11 then.
Okay, then we have 11.
So does the, but the motion carries.
Well, wait a minute. It carries. It carries. If you want to say 11, I still think I'm correct at 14, but.
You just read 11. I count 11 and the motion passes.
The motion passes. We'll put it down as 11.
Sam, right. You have your hand up. You have your hand up before we move
on? Yes, I do. I just want to take a moment and thank Lyndon Foley and the Finance Committee for their fine work and for the board for moving this forward. It's a budget that works. So thanks, everyone, for your good work.
Okay. Thank you all also.
Thank you, everybody. PNB report. Who wants to go first? Susan?
Yeah, why don't I go ahead and go first? Apologies, but I forwarded relatively late today the executive director's most recent report to the PNB, the part of it that is not confidential, the part of it that is available to send to the LSBs. Among the things that are important right now, we have had at least one meeting canceled. Because of our storm, we meet again the PNB meets again tomorrow night. We have the Pacifica has been focusing on meeting the requirements of an FCC compliance, plan. That was the result of a complaint brought about FCC practices at violations at WBAI. And those complaints were fought for 2 years by the Pacifica National Board and very expensive attorneys on our behalf, and the objection to those complaints failed. What we received was a penalty of $25,000, which was amazingly small, which is paid by WBAI, but we have a compliance plan that we have to put in place. And for old-timers like Otis, basically we're moving to a better form of radio where we're not doing product sales, which has been the fundraising basis for some of the stations and probably to some extent all of the stations. We're cleaning that up. What the FCC did not understand is that we have 900 programmers across the system or more. All of them have to be trained. And if they do not take the training, they cannot be on the air. We thought we'd be able to get that done through June. It's extending through July. I understand that KPFT is one of them and is very actively complying with that. A couple of other things are that we are hopeful that the KPFT sale will go through by the end of this month. And we have the National Election Supervisor has been engaged and is conducting the 2023 delegate election. There are more than enough listener and staff member candidates at every station, so it's moving forward. My understanding is that the NES made some extensions to help people get their signing done past the June 30th deadline, and we're asking for information about that so we have a better sense of how long it takes to do these things and who's having trouble with them. Last thing I'd like to say is the National Finance Committee meets again next week. Our KPFT will have the first budget going forward. Bravo us. And we will be getting quarterly financial reports. Those are reviewed by the National Finance Committee first, and then they go to the PNB and then the PNB decides if they can be released publicly. That's my report.
Are there any questions before we go to Adriana's question? No. Adriana, do you have a question regarding yes. Susan Young's PNB report? Mm.
Yes. Susan, let me ask this question because you said that we cannot sell products. If a program, a starter program, with advertising their own personal books, the book that they write, is that considered an FCC violation, or the programmers are entitled to do that?
If you know.
Sandy can address that better than I can, frankly, but, you know, some stations have basically been selling private corporate health products, an electronic mat you can stand on and it cures your illnesses. So we're moving away from that. But there are, one of the things that we have to do is to make sure that when there are thank you gifts, they're thank you gifts rather than premiums. So there are some real refinements of how we all are doing business that are being handled. Let me just mention too that Teresa has a report to add. Sandy knows how to answer this better than I do.
Sandy, do you have your hand raised so you can answer that better than Susan?
I will take an attempt. Adriana, directly to your question, no, you cannot play your own music. You cannot promote your own product on your show. Period. Okay,
I will talk to you then personally, okay?
Okay, now, you can donate the premium to the station, okay? KPFT is not considered out of violation in any shape or form. 100% of our programming staff has completed the training. So you can check that box for us, which is great because we have so many programmers. It took a while, but we got there. But self-promotion, if you're, for instance, Glenna Bell, who has a show Saturday morning, cannot play her music. And you cannot sell your book. You cannot talk in superlative terms. These are not premiums. They're thank you gifts. It'll take a little while to clean up the culture, but we'll get there. But for the most part, I think KPFT is very well in compliance.
Thanks, Sandy.
Thank you, Sandy. I will talk to you about those issues. I don't want to in opposition. Thank you.
Cheryl? My number, Adriana. Thank you.
Cheryl, thanks. Your hand is up.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I just had a question for Sandy. In regard to what you just said, I don't remember their names, but the show with the two therapists, they're always plugging their business. Would that fall under what you're saying, or is that different somehow? Can you clarify?
Sure. You have to be very careful how that's done, okay? That show you're referring to is Love in Black, and unfortunately both Tori and Terry went to opposite coasts to take care of a dying parent at the same time, and then they ran into some other health difficulties. They're not on the radar for the moment. So, but you're right. That would be a form of self-promotion that would go right up to the line. You have to be very careful.
Thank you.
Okay. Teresa?
Okay, thank you very much. I just wanted to give you a report from the Personnel Committee on the national level. We will begin an evaluation of the executive director in October. This will probably be led by Darlene Pagano, who is a professional in that area, an HR professional. And she led this last year. We're working on a toolkit for LSBs. The LSBs themselves, LSB members themselves, can be involved in doing an evaluation of the general managers or program directors. This does not mean that they interview staff. The executive director does evaluations, and she can meet with staff. Or staffs have complaints, that's handled outside of the LSB evaluation, since we are not HR professionals. So we have collected a number of evaluations to make them available for LSBs to do that. And we are also collecting LSB samples of self-evaluations. Also, we discussed in our last meeting programming surveys. KPFA had an excellent survey that they announced on the air, driving people to their website to do a survey. Also, they have, I guess, a newsletter that goes out to members, and they suggested that people do the survey. The survey involved pretty detailed questions like, do you listen to the show? Do you listen from your car? You know, detailed questions about what they did and did not like about the programming. The value to this is that we talk about, you know, we as LSB members or we as PNB members want to talk about programming, but this is just really useful feedback from our listeners, which can be used by the program director or the general manager in programming decisions. So those are what we're working in personnel.
Thank you. I don't see any hands for questions. I think that is it for PNB reports this evening, isn't it? So moving on, KPFT LSB committee reports, development and outreach.
Oh, thank you very much. Still happy to be here. We intend to assist with the Watermelon Fest by working shifts. And what else are we, I have to say this, we have, one of our members is working on, developing calendar, for outreach events, and off the top of my head, I'm sorry, I don't have, other than past the Watermelon Fest, I don't have any events specifically that we're working on. Tom Harper, I think had a suggestion for an event which is a couple months away. And we're calling lapsed donors. People who are not running as candidates are calling lapsed donors. Thank you.
Okay. Deb Smith, you're muted.
I was going to tell Teresa, I did talk to Robin about school supplies and stuff, so I need to get back with her. That was the other thing.
Was there a date on that, Debbie?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Governance? Is there a governance report?
It's not the report. We didn't meet since last meeting, and you have the chair here, E. Patel, that she is playing the problem that we have. Thank you.
MSRC, which I missed the other evening. I'm sorry.
The Management Selection Review Committee met Monday. We had hoped to meet in executive session and have some sort of confidential back and forth with the general IGM, with the interim general manager. But we have an issue around NDAs. I'll get back to that in just a minute. But we had a very, I think we had a very constructive conversation. Thank you, Sandy, for giving us a lot of information and for bringing Marlo Blue And we learned about, you know, things like bringing the programmers on and how we're organizing to keep the station going in difficult times. And we talked about when it might be possible to do a posting for a permanent general manager and the level of sustained funding that we would need to be able to do that without gutting the rest of our staff. So we did that. We are going to meet again at the first Monday of August, same time. We hope to have solved our NDA problems by then. Let me just mention that we had some discussions in the committee about, hey, what is the purpose of an NDA? And so we're going to send out the current one that we have from the general counsel, get some feedback about, you know, we think this makes sense, doesn't make sense. We will put them in place in advance of having executive session. Only those who have signed will be in executive session. And many have already signed them in the past. Unfortunately, we do not have a good record-keeping framework for this. So we're very grateful that Jane Scheidler has offered to be the person who accepts, assembles, and scans the NDA, so we have those on an annual basis, and we will have them in a file where they can be retrieved. I'm going to request or suggest that what we do is to move forward with the entire LSB doing that again this year. I have checked with the National Secretary, with the National ED, with the National General Counsel, and none of them have them. So I apologize, but we're going to go back and do this again, and please be patient with us. It's a problem when you have largely volunteer-staffed efforts.
Okay. Any questions? Seeing none. Lyndon, do you have anything to add above the budget?
No.
Well, God love you. Is there any, unfinished business? Anything we failed to, Debbie?
No, it's nothing to that, but I just saw this email that came through from Robert Gartner, and he was saying that at 8:30 p.m. he attempted to make it clear that he was present at the meeting. Once again, he says you interrupted him and said something he could not hear. On my screen, it showed he was muted, then he was unmuted, and he never said anything. I couldn't hear him, so I'm just wanting to, you know, he sent this email, and he said that you should be removed as the chairman for interrupting and refusing to repeat your statement. Well, I want to say he didn't say anything. I didn't hear him, so you shouldn't be removed.
Oh, no, no, no. Please diselect me.
No. But that was uncalled for, in my personal opinion, his email.
Because
nobody could hear him. I couldn't.
It's the same thing every month.
Yeah. Okay.
Adriana, we are on unfinished business. Do you have any unfinished business?
I can say that when that happened, I told you he start talking and you start talking on top of him, and that's how he stopped. I told you that when that happened. Thank you. And I don't think that you should be removed for that. But it's true that he start talking and you interrupt him. Yes.
Every month it's the same thing. All right. New business. Is there any new business? Anything we've failed to address that we should have addressed going once, going twice? Hearing nothing. Our next meeting will be Wednesday, August 14th, in this year of our universe, 2024, at the same bat time, 7 p.m.
Motion to adjourn.
Oh.
Second.
I wish I'd thought of that. Is there any objection to our adjournment? Going once, going twice. Hasta later.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
We are adjourned.
Thank you
so much, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thumbs up to you, Tori.